You're listening to North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. The Centers for Disease Control estimate nearly 23,000 people die nationwide from bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics. They're known as superbugs, and a new report says their numbers are exploding throughout hospitals in the Southeast. One of the authors of the research is here to talk about it. Dr. Rebecca Mooring is at Duke University Hospital. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So first, give us an overview of what superbugs actually are. It's a rather dramatic name.
Yes, it is a dramatic name and actually includes a broad array of different types of bacteria. In general, I believe it refers to bacteria that have resistance to multiple different types of antibiotics that are typically used to treat them.
Your most recent study focuses specifically on a superbug called CRE. What is CRE and how prevalent is it?
So CRE stands for carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae, which is a very long name. Enterobacteriaceae are a group of bacteria that live in the human gut normally. And carbapenem-resistant, that part of the name means that these specific bacteria are resistant to a group of antibiotics called carbapenems. And carbapenems are a very high-powered group of antibiotics that we give intravenously most of the time to patients who are hospitalized in the hospital. And they're considered one of our drugs of last resort. So we looked over a period of 5 years, 2008 to 2012. And at the beginning of in 2008, we were detecting 1.4 cases per 100,000 patient days. That actually is pretty sporadic. So if you were just looking at, for example, one particular hospital, you may only see a handful or even one or two cases over the entire year. So it's not that it occurs very often in our hospitals that we studied, just that the rate of change in terms of how much we saw in 2008 compared to 2012 is a fivefold difference. So we're seeing it more often, five times as often as we were in 2008 compared to 2012.
And what are the main symptoms of CRE?
So CRE can cause infections in a number of different areas in the body. So just like you can get an E. coli infection that isn't drug resistant, you can get the same type of infection, like a urinary tract infection, with a CRE. It can also cause more invasive infections, like infections in the bloodstream, pneumonias, any place that you can get, you know, an E. coli infection. You can get a CRE infection.
How much of a risk is the general public at? I mean, should we be taking precautions?
So I think this is certainly something that the public should be aware of. It's important to know that it exists. You know, it carries a very high mortality risk. I think it is something really for our hospitals and our public health authorities to pay attention to. This particular type of bacteria can cause outbreaks or epidemics within a facility or within a region.
In terms of infectious diseases, the thing that's on everybody's mind this week, or certainly in the news, is Ebola. Obviously, Ebola and CRE are very, very different. But in your opinion, what is it that certain infectious disease, why is it that certain infectious disease inspires more public interest than others, even if the threat might be so much lower?
Well, I think that people become scared. I think when you take someone off the street and you tell them that there's a disease out there that can cause hemorrhaging from the eyes and the mouth, that's extremely scary. It's understandable that there is, fear about this out there. But, the thing is that, these are difficult things to deal with clinically. But for the average person walking on the street in North Carolina, the chance of picking this up is still quite low. And so this is something for us to pay attention to and track within our hospitals and our healthcare systems so that we can help keep it that low and pay attention to trying to prevent these types of infections and prevent the spread of drug-resistant bacteria.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me about it.
Sure.
Dr. Rebecca Mooring is with Duke University Hospital. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.